You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, what's on tap today on 710? Thanks to Michelob Ultra. Lakers back on the court tonight at Crypto.com against the Wizards. Coverage starts at 6 with the Toyota Lakers countdown to tip-off with Slee. Tip-off is at 7:30. You can hear all the play-by-play with John and Michael on 710 or in crystal clear digital audio on the all-new ESPN LA app. Just click the Lakers Listen Live tile. Michelob Ultra, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. It is only worth it if you enjoy it. Service Titan shoot around with Michael Thompson and Pepe Mantilla. We've got Potpourri of Lies coming up to decide the entire month.
Yep.
Who will win? Ireland, you found this weird piece of sound that I thought we should play.
Which is?
The hockey official.
Okay.
Over the weekend.
So, hockey refs are mic'd all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's just another way to let hockey fans in on something. So there's one hockey ref that editorializes when he announces calls. And I'm wondering if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Here's an example the other night of when they looked at a goal. The home team scored the goal. The ref needed to disallow it, and he said this.
You're not going to like it, but the call on the ice was correct. No goal.
No, that's some good description there from Garrett Ray.
You're not going to like this.
I like that. I like that. A little personality.
Yeah. You're right. Not going to like this. Now, would an NBA ref ever do that?
I don't think so.
They're a bunch of robots.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's too much review in the NBA.
I've had it with the review.
Too many reviews, and sometimes we don't even know what they're reviewing.
And sometimes they still don't get it right. Even though they're
They still screw it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So the NBA, we saw, I think, four guys score 60 plus points this last, in the month of February, I think, right?
Right. And definitely this year, there have been four guys go north of 60.
The league is at an all time scoring high. I think it's 116.5 is the offensive rating for the NBA this year. It's up 2 points from last year,
which was the highest scoring year in years.
Exactly. So. And if you look at it on a chart, it just goes up. The chart just goes up. So Joe Dumars, the league's executive vice president, head of basketball operations, told ESPN that the league's competition committee has officially begun reviewing whether the game has tilted too far toward offense and whether changes need to be implemented to achieve better balance. He says, quote, it is a topic that we're monitoring, but we're diving in right now to make sure that we're on the right side of this. Now, first of all, what could they do? The argument you're making
is the argument that Steve Kerr, the coach of the Warriors, has been making for weeks, that they've legislated defense out of the game, that they call too many fouls and they let too many people on offense carry the ball, do whatever they want. Michael, I actually think this is a good thing. I think Dumars is onto something. I think that the offense has taken over the game, and I don't disagree with Steve Kerr. I think they have, to a certain degree, legislated defense out of the game.
Cut down
what do
the
you
free
think?
Throw attempts. My goodness, free throws are boring.
Right. Well, they did that for the Lakers the other night. Yeah, they cut down the free throw attempts in Phoenix.
Why not do this? In college, sometimes you don't shoot free throws, at least more than one free throw,
right,
until you get your 10th foul.
Right.
Why don't they do that in the NBA?
Yeah, exactly. They could.
Nobody
does.
Make the team fouls go up to 8. Something like before a free throw is a
shot. Does that cut scoring?
No, it doesn't cut scoring, but it cuts free throws. Yeah.
But if the idea is to cut scoring,
it will cut scoring because you won't get as many free throw attempts.
That's right. See?
So instead of shooting 30 free throws, you may shoot 15.
Would that cut scoring? Yes. By the way, I think this is ridiculous. I think people love points.
Yeah,
I think
course,
people
yeah.
love scoring.
Yeah, but,
people
but
love the three.
Were you okay with the 200 points in the All-Star game?
That's a joke. That's not
an
NBA.
That's an extreme.
But it's not an NBA game.
Right.
John said something very interesting. When was the last time that you remember that the refs call?
Carrying.
Oh, they don't carry that. No. They don't
call that. Most guys carry the ball.
They all do.
Like, watch Kyrie play. I mean, he's got great handles.
Oh, and there's so much traveling,
and
too.
And when you're doing the game, you said, he's carrying the ball.
Michael points it out a lot.
I do. Yeah. I said, what's wrong? And a lot of those players also walk, and they don't call the walking.
Yeah.
Name me one sport that actually puts all of it towards the defense. Every single sport
soccer.
Is offensive heavy.
I hate soccer.
Yeah, it's true. Soccer makes rules to keep the score down.
So the four main here in America, you have NBA. It's pushed towards offense.
Right.
NFL is pushed towards offense. They don't call anything on
the
defense.
Look at Major League Baseball. They eliminated the shift. They want the ball in play
Same
more
thing.
Often.
Yeah. Even hockey. They widen the nets.
Modify offsides.
But wait, so are we all okay with the NBA scoring as many points as they are? Because I like, for example, four guys scoring 60 plus in 1 month. I actually think. I love that when I see that.
I don't know what they would do, Michael, to put defense back in the game. Like, other than amend the free throw
call
rules?
Call offensive fouls when LeBron, these guys, and I think dip their shoulders into a defender's chest. That should be an offensive foul. But I don't know what they expected a defender to do. They just run through defenders now. Mason Plumlee did it to AD last night. He jumped into him and bumped AD out of the way, then dunked. It's like, how do you allow that? Well,
James Harden, on his three-point shots, he jumps forward and
all
into
the time.
Guys.
Sure does. All the time, and I agree with you. And also the flopping.
And just falls down, and he gets calls.
Yep, the flopping is, they said they were going to do something. Mm-hmm. They haven't done anything Nothing. About the flopping.
Exactly.
There are three teams in NBA that score less than 100 points, 110 points. Can you name them?
Spurs.
Less than 110.
Detroit. The Spurs.
And
the Spurs, nope. It's not
Washington,
Spurs.
Detroit, and Houston.
Nope. None of those.
Say it one more time. The three teams
that score under 110 points per game.
Average
There's
less
only
than
three.
110.
Average less than 110. There's only three.
Are any of them playoff teams?
No.
Orlando?
No.
Toronto?
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I just want to tell you, Charlotte is one of them, 107.7. Memphis 106.4 and Portland Trailblazers 107.2. Every other team averages over 110 points.
Yeah, it is at an all time high, but I don't think it's a problem.
You like scoring.
I like scoring, right?
Yeah, I don't mind it either, but just allow the guys to defend some. That's
you like it at what price?
What do you mean?
Because they're breaking the rules, Mace.
Which rules are you talking about, Pepe?
They're carrying the ball.
The
flopping?
Yeah, the flopping. Oh, they've tried to crack down on the flopping.
So they're breaking the rules.
I love watching the guys try to flop, though. I love, the head. Nobody's near them, and they're...
A lot of times it works. Most of the time
it does. It does, especially for star players. Yeah, so I guess they could call the game tighter.
Referees are so bad.
Well, it's different when you are calling the game because you're watching the game, and Michael, I do it too. I said, that's flopping or that's traveling, and they don't call it.
They don't.
Yeah. All right, I wanted to mention this. I talked to Susie Essman this morning from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
How was that?
It was interesting because she was very...
How'd you get her? On your podcast?
On a podcast, wow. Yeah. She was very, as in her words, bereft over Richard Lewis dying yesterday.
Oh, I bet.
At one point she said, I don't know if I'm going to do it or not. And then she decided, no, we can do a nice tribute to Richard. So it was a really nice conversation. But I wanted to ask her on the show. I'll ask her on the show after this passes, because she did us a favor, I think, by coming on today.
Sure.
But she was great. And she feels like Curb is finished. Like, in her mind, and
did
everybody on that
her,
show.
Did you ask her, or did it come up organically? Are all the episodes in the can?
Yes, all in the can.
So we'll see Richard Lewis again.
I don't know if we'll see Richard. He was in the golf one this last week, right? He was on the golf
course. In the first week, yeah.
Yeah, and he did the... I mean, ironically, and like foreshadowing, I'm going to leave you all my money is what he told Larry.
Yeah. Right, they were talking about if one of them dies, who gets all their stuff?
Yeah. But yeah, great show. But she says it's final, that they feel very complete. Do you think that another season is warranted? Do you think another season makes sense?
I would watch as many seasons as they would be willing to do.
Yeah, me too. Although,
no. Me too.
Lately, things have been going, like Succession quit after...
Five.
I think it's four.
Was it four?
I think it was four. Okay.
Yeah.
Some of the great TV series now are only six episodes. Like True Detective was only six episodes.
Gilligan's Island was only three.
What? It was only three? What are you talking about?
It's only 3 years.
Who's that?
Is that all it ran?
Yeah, but what he's talking about, True Detective was six episodes.
Six episodes. Yeah, wow. Did you watch the... Damn, I wish Jorge was here. Griselda, did you watch with Sofia Vergara?
Yes, is it any good?
It is great. Oh, she's fantastic. Did you watch it, Michael? Man. She's great.
That was crazy. Very,
she is a badass,
yeah,
that
she
woman.
Was, man. She was brave.
Griselda Blanco.
And see what I mean in the casting? The casting, you would say, well, she won't play Griselda. They changed
her. They uglied her up.
I know. Totally. I didn't even know that was her.
Totally.
I was like, what?
All the prosthetics.
Griselda in real life wasn't pretty.
I know. Yes. She was not. I know.
Well, we don't have to.
Well.
Well, it is the fact.
She wasn't a handsome woman.
No, she was not. Although a handsome woman, if you say someone's a handsome woman.
That means she's good looking.
No, I don't think it is.
That's a handsome dress you're wearing.
In Michael's world, it is.
In your world, if you say that's a handsome woman.
I would not say it.
Say a guy's a pretty boy?
Because I think it would indicate that you're calling her masculine.
No.
I think it indicates that she's not attractive.
No, I think she means she's good looking. Like, don't we call Laura's boyfriend a pretty boy because he's such a good looking guy?
But that's a guy.
That's a guy.
Mason's question was, when you refer to a woman as a handsome woman, is that a compliment?
I don't think
or
that's not a compliment. Guys, that's because you can't say pretty, you can't say beautiful, you can't say sexy. You're just saying handsome. To me, that's not a great compliment.
But what's wrong of saying that the person is good looking?
I have no issue with that.
Would you ever call a woman handsome?
No.
It does not mean attractive.
No, but I mean, coming from Michael, I'm used to the stupidity that he said all the
time.
There's
a lot of stupidity. You're absolutely right. I'm not going to dispute you on that. All right, coming up next.
Breaking news. You want me to hold it?
Well, no. If it's breaking, let's break it.
Let me make sure.
No. Look at the title.
I'm going to.
Look at it.
Uh-oh.
Look at the Twitter handle.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, maybe
uh-oh.
Fake.
No. It's fake.
About is it fake?
Do it. Yep.
Is it a sports story?
Yep.
It's fake.
About who?
I'll tell you later, because it's fake.
Yep. Yeah, let's not say
I responded. I saw it, responded to him.
Okay.
Okay, it's totally fake. Michael, I got a question for you coming up next. What are the world's most dangerous sports? I've got a list of them. I want to know which ones you'll try. I dug this up specifically for you.
Okay.
We will do it next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We go.
Turn your mic on.
Thank you. I was on. No. Service Titan shooting around. We got Michael Thompson. We got Pepe Mantilla.
We did have Pepe, but he's locked out, and Brian can't figure out how to open the door, right?
It won't work. Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, it's not working.
I got you, Pepe. I got you, Pepe.
Just run a mic out there for him. we got a wireless. Put him on a lav out there or something like that.
You got your phone, Pepe? We can call in.
I got it.
All right, here we go.
By the way, massive night for the Lakers last night. It's a spectacular game. If you hung in there and you watched the fourth quarter, you saw LeBron James absolutely take over at the age of 39. 5 3-pointers, led the team defensively. Everybody got fired up at that point. Assisted or scored 11 of the 13 baskets in the fourth quarter.
LeBron did, the entire Clipper team in the fourth quarter. LeBron had 19 fourth quarter points. The Clippers had 16 fourth quarter points.
Yeah.
And I was surprised that the Clippers didn't take the ball out of his hands, but they didn't, and LeBron made him pay.
So for me, that was the most fun Lakers game of the year, in part because they came back from 21 down on the Clippers.
Yeah, had a better game than that?
Yes, Boston, in Boston.
Yeah, Boston
was great.
Boston
without
LeBron
and AD.
But it's so much fun to watch the Clippers collapse.
Yeah, that was a collapse.
But it is weird that the Lakers now have wins over Oklahoma City, Boston, 3 wins over the Clippers, 2 over Oklahoma City. Michael, they would have won that game in Minnesota had they not said LeBron's foot was on the line, which it wasn't.
You don't think it was?
No.
I thought it was.
No.
I didn't think it was on the line.
It looked like it was to me. You couldn't see the...
Did you think it was on the line?
No.
Couldn't
see
the
separation? I've seen pictures.
You can't see separation from the paint and the...
No, there's a little tiny bit of separation.
And the game against Denver without D'Lo, when D'Lo was playing really good.
Yeah.
That could have been one. And they beat New York, too.
Right.
On the road.
New York. There was the win, even the win... The wins without LeBron are always impressive. Yeah. Last night.
Last night was really good.
That was a really cool night.
All right, Mace, what's this list?
Okay, list.
Because I've been making up my list, too. I want to see if any of mine are yours.
10 most dangerous sports in the world.
Okay.
Number 10 is whitewater kayaking. Around 10 people die every year. The common injuries range from bruises and sprains to more severe outcomes like dislocated shoulders and hypothermia. Around 10 people die per year whitewater rafting. Have you done it? Would you?
I was never feared for my life.
Yeah.
I didn't think that.
Depending on how big the rapids are.
I did whitewater tubing. Actually, Bergman, I think you did whitewater tubing, didn't you?
Yeah, I've done it. I've done it actually on the Kern River, too. Whitewater tubing when you go down like the level 5.
Because that place in Costa Rica, too, does whitewater.
Water was low. So.
I think it's very unsafe. I'll be honest. I don't know if I'll do it.
It's great.
It was fun.
It's so fun.
But I felt like right on the edge of getting hurt the entire time.
Well, you're talking about professional sports or regular sports?
No, just regular sports. Yeah. Number 9, boxing.
Yeah, boxing definitely is in the top 10. Somewhere.
13 boxers on average die every year in the ring.
But I'm sure they're not going to have my...
Every year?
Every year.
I'm sure they're not going to have my most dangerous sports on there.
How about heliskiing? This is where...
I want to do it so bad.
A helicopter...
I'm not a good enough skier.
...takes you to the top of an untouched mountain.
Yeah.
You can only reach it by helicopter, and it's up to you to try to get down the mountain on slopes that nobody has skied.
Yeah, and they'll find no black people up there.
You drop out. You actually have to drop out from the helicopter, land on the snow, and then just go down.
Can you even ski?
I'm a great snowboarder.
Are you a great snowboarder?
It's my favorite thing in the world to do. I haven't done it in a few years.
Those
people
are crazy. And they're talking about steep slopes.
Steep, yeah.
Unbelievable.
So I was doing black diamonds, double.
Let's see. On average, in heliskiing, it does not have an estimated death count. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure people do.
They can't find them up there. That's why.
Nobody can pinpoint the exact number of fatalities because you never see them again. Exactly. Bull riding.
Yep. Very dangerous.
Deaths are less common than injuries, but they're on average about 2 a year. Now, I actually did ride a bull. Ireland, I think you rode a bull,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I did. I won a celebrity bull riding contest. And think about this. I won. It was me and 3 other people. I won by staying on for 4.8 seconds.
Yeah.
That's all. Everybody else got bucked before that.
It's really hard. Yeah. And, you know, when you get on the bull, you're sideways.
Not the machine.
No, a live bull. I'm not talking about Urban Cowboy.
When I agreed to do this, I thought I was going to a mechanical bull, and I get there, they go, no, it's a live bull.
I'll believe. And you still did it.
And I did it because of my second week on the job in Texas when I got a job down there, and thank God for those rodeo clowns.
Yeah. I was going to say.
As soon as I got bucked, I thought, all right, this is going to be the end of me. And those rodeo clowns come out and take over all the heat.
Yeah, I did it down in San Diego for some rodeo that came to town. And it's intimidating to sit on that bull.
I wouldn't do it.
And you just got a little thing to hang on. That's scary. All right, how about MMA? Obviously, MMA has a fair number of tragedies. All kinds of injuries. Skydiving. Okay? Now, it says, because we've talked about skydiving before, there are recorded 20 fatal skydiving accidents per year. Now, does that change your mind? We've always said, I'm going to go skydiving.
I would do it.
You would do it?
Yeah.
Bergman, would you still do it?
I'm still down to go.
Even if there's 20?
Yep.
20 that really go down. Brian, you're in too, right?
My mind's changed now.
Oh, is that right? Did I swing you?
Yeah.
I bet they're not tandem.
No, they're definitely not tandem.
And we would be doing tandem.
Yeah, nobody believes I did a solo jump, but I did. I did a solo jump, yeah.
You're also connected.
I did a static cord jump.
Okay, definitely.
Yeah. Equestrian.
Really?
Dangerous. Yeah.
Equestrian?
Horses are unpredictable. A fall can happen in a heartbeat. Injuries can range from concussions to fractures. In some unlucky instances,
I've never considered equestrian
fatal.
All that dangerous. But
next to skydiving, I guarantee you they won't have the second most dangerous sport.
Here's number 2. Big wave surfing.
Oh yeah, that's definitely.
Now
on the
I
list.
Just saw this in Portugal. There's an underground
valley. Yeah, valley.
And it creates the most gigantic waves in the world, like skyscraper height. And guys, the video's amazing. I just saw a video from it the other day. It's crazy.
And you can stand on the bluffs and watch guys surf those. Those guys are nuts.
And the last one, Michael, they say number one is base jumping. Do you know what base jumping is?
Jumping off of a base, not out of a plane, but off of like a cliff or something, or a building.
This is what Tom Cruise did in the Mission Impossible movie. I'm sure with lots of safety, but he rode a motorcycle. You saw it, Pepe.
Yeah.
Rode a motorcycle off a cliff and then pulled the chute. And,
he did it?
Oh, yeah. He did it himself.
Wow.
Yeah. Or it was CGI. Do we believe he did it himself?
100%.
You know what sport they missed off this list?
What?
Which should be number two behind, or even number one, ahead of skydiving. Because skydiving, obviously, you only get one chance. But I'll at least put it number two. I can't believe this didn't make the list. Free diving.
Is that where you go underwater?
All the way to like 600 feet down on one breath of air.
Yeah, how do you get, hold the weight?
Dive from
A lot of people have died from this. People trying to find how far they can dive straight down, the deepest they can go without oxygen tanks. You know how dangerous that is?
You know how dumb it is? I mean, was that even a thing?
People, a lot of these divers have died doing it.
What's
trying
the record?
To set a world record. Like six, you can look it up, maybe 600 feet down.
And because it's easy probably to get down. It's harder to get up in time.
But you got to control your lungs coming up, because if you just rush up, your lungs will burst.
Because that's
from the water pressure.
The bends.
Yeah, from the water pressure. These people will do this stuff.
But that's very stupid.
So it is the record.
Is the skydiving stupid?
No, it's
not. No, skydiving's great.
The record for free diving?
Pepe can't hear me. He doesn't have his headphones on.
I hear you.
He's got them on.
131 meters deep for men, performed by Alexei Molchanov of Russia in 2021, and women is 123 meters deep. Alessia Zacchini of Italy in 2023.
How many feet?
Almost 400.
400 feet under
water. 100 meters is over 300 feet.
Oh, my God.
And I thought it was more than that. But these guys go down there, and it's so dark down there, and they have a line that takes them down, and that you follow the line down, and you just can't rush up. That's how long you got to hold your breath.
That's a dumb sport.
It is. I don't know why anybody would do that.
Yeah, I don't know why they would either.
How about mountain climbing?
Mountain climbing, like rock climbing, where you see those guys on the
free
side.
Free climbing.
What's that movie, Free Solo?
Free Solo, yeah.
Free Solo is an unbelievable movie.
I can't even watch that.
I get so nervous. I get so nervous watching that guy on the side of a cliff.
He's crazy.
He is crazy.
No brother's doing that either. We got common sense.
I'll tell you what, coming up next, the NBA is expanding its draft to 2 days.
So?
Why? We'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, Service Titan shooting around. Pepe's here. Michael Thompson is here. 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, Ireland. Who is this? Guess. It's somebody you know. He's singing with Alison Krauss.
This is Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin.
Wow. That's impressive. How did you get that?
Because I knew he did an album with Alison Krauss.
He is going to be playing at the official Outlaw Fest 2024 with Willie Nelson and family, Bob Dylan, John Mellencamp, Brittany Spencer. It's at the Hollywood Bowl, one night only this summer, July 31. And Michael Perez from South Central has just won a pair of tickets. If you want yours, tickets are on sale Friday at Ticketmaster.com. Check out OutlawMusicFest.com for all details. Ticket Thursday on 710 ESPN. All right, so when did everybody start getting fixated on what guys wear? It used to be easy to be a guy where it really didn't matter what you...
Michael, it still is.
Michael, obviously, nobody gives a flying... wearing your sweatpants and...
That's right.
But you know how, for example, fashion became a thing at some point, and it's a big thing at the NBA draft because you have to wear your drip. Now, you're wearing your drip tonight to the game, right, John? You always wear drip.
Yeah.
Do you really think we need a second night of the NBA draft?
We do not. And by the way, the NBA draft is only 2 rounds.
Yeah. And it would be the next day.
Right.
And they're going to do another. Who's going to tune in for day 2 of the NBA draft?
My only thought on it is that somebody got paid. That's why they're doing it.
They must have found a way to get money out of it, right?
Somebody sponsored the second day, and that's it. But I can't imagine that holding a big viewership number on the second
day.
No,
I mean, what's the impact of how many second rounders make it?
Half of the guys in the first round don't make it.
Yeah, and this year's draft, nobody knows who's even going to draft it. There's no Wembanyama. There's no Cooper Flagg for next year.
Right,
Cooper, so I don't know. Cooper Kupp, yeah, Cooper Flagg, he'll be the number one pick next year.
First, so Cooper Flagg's in high school right now?
Yeah, he's like in a G League or something. That's Ignite or something, some semi thing.
You suggested, Ireland, in your email today that the Rams should go after
Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley.
Why not? What do you think of that idea?
Because they've got the second leading rusher in the NFL.
Right, but he doesn't do what Saquon Barkley does.
Sure he does. They were 8-2 with Kyron Williams in the lineup.
Right, but Saquon Barkley is Christian McCaffrey. He can run, catch.
Yeah.
I mean, he can do everything.
But you've got the second leading rusher in the league. In other words, why would you not prioritize edge rusher,
cap space. I mean, I think they can prioritize all those things and still sign Saquon Barkley. What do they have, $60 million in cap space?
$50 million in cap space once they restructure a couple of deals.
And by the way, it's not just Saquon that they could get. You can pretty much get any running back.
Yeah, you could.
Tony Pollard's available. Derrick Henry's available. The reason I thought
Josh Jacobs is available.
Yeah, the reason I thought Saquon would be a good fit for the Rams, and I'm surprised you're not into this idea, is that he's great catching the ball out of the backfield, and Sean McVay's super inventive. So he gives you, much like Christian McCaffrey has become a huge offensive weapon for Kyle Shanahan, I think Saquon Barkley could do that for Sean McVay.
So who would you get instead of...
He would stick with Kyron Williams,
but I mean, who would you get?
Oh, Brian Burns from Carolina, that's a free agent I like.
I think you can do both.
Chris Jones from Kansas City, that's a guy I would go after.
I think you can do all these things.
You can do both.
You could sign 3 players, and one of them could be Saquon.
But you could arguably say that that Kyron Williams had a better year than Saquon.
But Kyron Williams doesn't do all. How many passes did Kyron catch?
I was just looking at it.
Yeah, compare his receptions to Saquon's.
Well, keep in mind, they've got Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp.
But what I'm saying is Christian McCaffrey caught a ton of passes out of the backfield, and that's what Saquon's good at.
Let's see. He caught 32 balls. McCaffrey caught 46 balls.
How many did Saquon catch?
I'm sorry. Saquon caught 46, and Kyron Williams caught 32.
Yeah, so it just gives you another element.
Yeah, it gives you another. I just think it's doubling down on something you don't need.
Well, let's see where the money goes. They have plenty of cap space.
Yes.
Let's see what they spend it on. But Les Snead's really smart. I think the Rams are. I think the Rams are like going to be a sleeper pick next year. Everybody's picking the Niners to go to the Super Bowl. I'm not.
I'm not either.
Hard to go 2 years in a row.
I think the Rams are primed for a really, really good run.
Right.
Really good run. Last year they're ahead of schedule in their.
They're going to get better.
Yeah.
They're going to get better.
Yeah. And as long as Stafford is healthy, they're right there. All right. So Potpourri of Lies is now. Now we do Game of Games every day at this time, and I have a chance. I'm getting better at it. To win this month outright.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised that you and I are at the top of the leaderboard because we both took the All-Star break.
Yeah, right. We both were off.
It just worked out that nobody ran away with it.
Yeah. No, in fact, we had a lot of different people won games this month.
Yep. DeMarco has one. Sedano has one. Beto has one. Jacob has one. So, yeah, a lot of people. And Pepe's got two. Yeah.
You know what? What you're saying, Mason and John, that you are better than us.
No, I didn't say. I said I'm terrible at this.
No.
The alliance.
Oh, the alliance. Right. Shadano's here.
You coming for the potpourri?
Are you gonna play? Are you gonna play
yes,
the potpourri?
I've never played potpourri.
If you win potpourri, you know who wins the month?
You.
Yeah.
Okay.
More players, the better.
Yeah, it is better
now,
for you.
Shadano, let me warn you. You'll be confused by a lot of these questions.
Trust me. Pepe is very confusing, and we will all be confused coming up next with the potpourri of lies and Game of Games. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, it is time for Potpourri of Lies in Game of Games. It is Pepe Mantilla's game. We've got many players. Shadano's here. Michael Thompson's here. Ireland, me, Brian.
Six players.
And Bergman.
All right, Pepe, what do you got? You are holding an envelope. It is sealed. It says Potpourri on the outside, and he is pulling it out.
Pepe's Potpourri.
Okay, first of all, because Michael has been complaining that they're very hard questions.
Correct.
And that whenever I ask something about geography or something, mm-hmm. everybody copies him.
Yes.
Right.
The first question is going to be some kind of a history, geography.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Like
so
got it.
I
like this.
I want Mike to be the last one.
Okay.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. Ready.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. I'll take care of it.
These questions are going to be easy.
Okay.
Good.
All multiple choice?
Hard. And harder.
Oh, okay. Easy, hard, and harder.
Okay. There you go.
Three categories. All multiple choice.
We're ramping up.
Yeah.
Okay. First question.
Here we go.
The flag from Japan. This is especially for him.
Yeah.
Is A, red with white dot.
Okay.
White with a red dot.
Okay.
Or C, all white.
Okay. Brian.
B, white with the red dot.
Greg.
White with a red dot.
Mace.
White with a red dot.
I'm also seeing white with a red dot.
Yes.
Sedano.
Yes, yes.
Michael.
Red dot.
We all get it?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Of course we did.
Well, I like that question.
Nobody copy you.
Okay. That was in the easy category. Right. Now do we go to the hard and harder?
Number two.
It's getting there.
That was for Ohtani.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
How many games did Sandy Koufax won in the World Series in 1965? My favorite World Series of all time.
Yes.
Okay.
One, two, or three?
Greg.
Three.
Mace.
Three.
I'm also going three. Michael.
I remember that series. I listened to it on a transistor radio in the Bahamas. Three.
George.
Three.
Brian.
Let's go three.
You guys don't know anything.
It's two?
Two.
Oh! Oh! Come on.
All blew it.
Yeah.
That one didn't go seven?
He won seven. He won the last game. He won two out of three because he lost one.
He had three
of the
starts.
Game. He lost one.
And
three
he
starts
didn't and lost pitch. One. Right, he didn't remains, pitch because of the.
It remains tied. Everybody has
Yom
one
Kippur,
point.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Pepe. What's next?
What happened in that World Series that hadn't happened since 1940 and never happened again in a World Series ever?
Okay.
Each team had 13 stolen bases. They play an extra game. Or no relief pitchers were used by the winning team in any game of the series.
Mm. What's the last one?
No relief pitchers were used by the winning team in any game of the series.
All right, Mace, A, B, or C?
I'm going to say the stolen bases.
I'm going to go pitchers. I'm going to go C. Michael.
I'm going relief pitchers.
Michael's going C. George.
I'm also going C.
Brian.
I'm going to go relief pitchers.
You're going C. Greg.
Pitchers.
All right, everybody went pitchers except Michael.
No, Mason.
Mason. Features.
Yeah. Okay.
So everybody has Mason. Two except Trouble. For Mace.
I just thought Maury Wills was on that team.
Yeah, 13 stolen bases.
That's a lot, I guess.
Yeah,
but no relief pitchers?
Yeah.
Just well, as
that's what
on the winning teams.
On the winning team.
And men were men, and they go so that means games. The starter went the full distance.
Yeah, back in the day.
Real right.
Man. Number three, at what Olympic Games did the butterfly stroke first appear? Melbourne, 1956, Rome, 1960, or Tokyo, 1964?
Okay. I'm going to go, this one's me, I'm going to go Rome 1960. Michael.
56 Melbourne.
George.
I'm also going to go Melbourne.
Brian.
I'm going to go whichever one was 1964.
You're going
Tokyo.
C.
Tokyo.
Okay, Greg.
I'm going Melbourne.
You're going A. Mace.
I'm going Melbourne.
A.
It is Melbourne.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Brian missed it, right? Greg got it. Mace got it. Ireland missed
no.
it. Michael got it.
And I got it.
What,
yeah.
What?
No, you're right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Number four.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we all got it except for
me
and
Brian and I.
Right. So right now it is Greg 3, Michael 3, Sedano 3, Brian and I 2, with Mace 2.
Yeah.
Okay. Here come the hardest.
So who needs to win so Mace doesn't win? I'm just curious.
Anybody but me.
Ireland.
No, nope. And then me and Brian can tie.
Oh, Brian and Greg can tie. Yes, okay. So if the three guys on the show normally win, then you're
correct.
Screwed.
Then I'm screwed.
Okay. Yes.
All right, well, he gets part of it, but go ahead, Pepe. Yeah.
Who wrote the book Slaughterhouse Five? George Saunders, Kurt Vonnegut Jr., or Douglas Adams?
Michael.
Say the second word again.
Kurt Vonnegut Jr. or Douglas Adams?
Vonnegut Jr.
George.
I'm also going to go Vonnegut Jr.
Brian.
Yeah, B.
Greg.
It's Vonnegut.
Mace.
It's Vonnegut.
Yeah, I'm also going Vonnegut.
Very
Everybody
good.
Got
I'm
it,
impressed,
right?
Michael. Okay. Yeah.
It just sounded like a writer.
Sedano, Michael, and Greg still tied for the lead. Everybody else won back.
Since you know so much about Vonnegut, tell me where he was born.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Vonnegut expert. Vonnegut.
Either Massachusetts, Iowa, or Indiana.
Massachusetts, Iowa, or Indiana?
This one's Sedano.
I'm going to go Indiana.
Brian.
Let's go Iowa.
Greg.
I think it's Iowa or Indiana. I'm going to say Indiana.
Mace.
I am going to go Indiana.
I'm going to go Iowa. Michael.
With a name like that, it sounds northeastern, so I'm going Massachusetts.
You should have gone Indiana.
Indiana. All right.
So who got that right?
Mason. Me.
Got
it. And Mason Greg. And Greg.
Yep. Yes.
Okay, so right now it is Bergman 5,
oof.
Sedano 5, Michael 4, Mason 4, Brian 3, Ireland 3.
Right,
Pepe, how many close. More do we have?
I think 4.
Okay.
4, okay.
I'll start making the lead. Sure? I'll make the leaders go first.
The list. How can you not be sure?
Just leave him alone.
Michael, please,
don't make this more complicated than it already is.
Don't let me take
Hey, this
any
is a good potpourri.
Oh, it is.
Don't let me take any points out
it's
of
a good
you,
one. It's a good maiden voyage for me.
It's a good one.
I get nervous when
I'm popping my potpourri cherry.
Yeah.
This is easy, okay? Sir Alex Ferguson retired as manager of Manchester United in 1963. In what country was he? 1983. I'm sorry, 1992.
Okay,
guys. You guys confuse me every time.
Michael,
okay,
he retired
in
93.
Yeah,
93.
What's
his name?
Sir Alex Ferguson.
Sir Alex Ferguson. He was the coach or manager of Manchester United.
Got it.
A team in the EPL.
Yes. Okay?
What does the EPL stand for?
Stop, Michael.
If you do this again, I'm giving you a point.
Yeah, you'll
for
get a point off for this.
In fact, you're penalized. One point.
Oh, there it is.
No soup for you.
No all right, so Michael's down to three. Here we go.
Oh, come on, Pepe.
Okay.
Brown on black crime.
England, Scotland, or Ireland?
What was the question?
Where was he from? See, okay. you're not paying attention. You drive me crazy, Michael.
All right. Where is Sir Alex Ferguson from? England,
right.
Ireland,
Scotland, or Ireland?
All right, so I got to go first because I'm in the lead.
You can.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to go England.
Greg.
England.
Mace.
Scotland.
Michael.
Scotland.
Brian.
Scotland.
This is a hard one.
No one has said Ireland.
I know. Yeah, I don't.
You should say Ireland. Ireland.
No. I'm going to go Scotland.
Scotland.
Yes.
Wow.
Who got it?
Mason got it.
Me and Brian did not.
Okay.
We did not.
Mason and I were the only two that said Scotland.
Yeah, I got Scotland.
Yeah, Brian got it. Michael and Brian. Okay. Everybody but me and Greg.
All right. So here's the updated score. Greg 5, Mason 5, Sedano 5, Ireland 4, Brian 4, Michael 3.
Okay. I got 4. I got the last one.
No, but you got a point off.
You got a point off.
But I had 4 before that.
Another point off.
You're down to 2.
You stop complaining.
I'm calling Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
I don't know what you would do about it.
I'm going to let it go this time.
Thank you, Pepe.
Okay. All right, you're back to 3.
Okay, here comes the really hard one.
Okay,
right, how many are left?
3.
Okay.
If you ask me that again, I'm going to take a point away from
that's
you.
Oh, my God. We have to decide.
Pepe, you're turning into a dictator.
Joey Crawford.
That's why we call him the dictator, because he waves. Go ahead, Pepe.
Okay. Hedy Lamarr, an actress of the 40s, was famous for doing what besides acting? Mm-hmm. She was a singer, she was a famous pilot, or she was an inventor?
All right. Singer, pilot, or inventor, Greg?
Inventor.
Mace.
I'm going to say inventor.
Sedano.
Singer.
Brian.
Hey, I'm going to go singer here, too.
What's the third one? Singer, inventor, or pilot?
Uh-huh.
I'll go pilot.
I'm going to go pilot. Because I love airplanes.
That's it's set up for me, right? She was an inventor.
She was an inventor.
Wow. Wow. I got that one too.
So who got that?
Mason.
Mason and Greg.
Mason and Greg. So they each have six. There are two left, Pepe.
Ooh, Mace.
There are two left.
All right, Michael's out. Yeah. Brian Sorry, and Michael. I have to go opposite.
Right.
Okay.
And then I'm still only one behind.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Who wrote the book Fahrenheit 451? Ray Bradbury, Andrew Norton, or Tyler Miller?
Mace.
I'm sorry. Say the names one more time.
Ray Bradbury, Andrew Norton, or Tyler Miller.
What was the book?
Fahrenheit 451. Mace, A, B,
Andre,
or C? Mace, just say A, B, or C.
Andre Norton.
Okay. Greg.
What was the first one? Ray Bradbury?
Ray Bradbury.
That's who I'm going. Ray Bradbury.
Oh, crap.
Sedano.
I'm going to go Bradbury.
It is Bradbury.
It is Bradbury. Mace.
Oh, it's going to knock
on,
me out.
Brian. Oh, that killed me. Bradbury. That killed
okay.
me.
Okay. Greg has the lead.
Let's go.
And there's one left, and Mace and I are tied for a second.
So, Brian, you and I are out.
Damn.
Mace, you've guaranteed yourself at least a tie.
Okay.
But you or Sedano has to win, and Greg has a one-point lead.
Yep.
Pepe, this is the last one?
This is the last one,
and I have a tiebreaker. Okay. Here we go. Last one. Greg, you have to go first.
Think about this one, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
I'm thinking.
What was the top-grossing movie worldwide in 2014?
Ooh.
Oh,
2014.
Transformers, Age of Extinction, Guardians of the Galaxy, or The Amazing Spider-Man?
All right, Craig. You can lock it up if you get this right.
Okay, so...
2014.
A, B, or C?
I'm going to go with Guardians of the Galaxy.
All right. Mace. You have to go with one of the other two.
I will go with Transformers.
Sedano, you want to go Amazing Spider-Man and
sure.
try and steal it?
Why not?
All right, Pepe, what's the answer?
Mace, you got it right.
Yeah!
No!
Okay.
Come on!
So Transformers. Now it's Sedano's out.
Yeah. Oh, this is for everything.
And Mace, you're either getting 10K or 5K.
Okay.
All right, Greg.
Gotta write something down.
My streak of months is in jeopardy here.
Yes, it's not. You just gotta get this right.
I said in jeopardy. Yeah.
Okay.
I got something to write down.
Mace, you got something to write down.
Yep, I do.
Pepe,
think hard. Okay.
Okay, thinking hard now already.
What was the total attendance in the 1965 World Series?
For every game?
Total attendance. Total.
Calm down. Yeah.
Seven games.
For clarification. Okay. Yeah. Hey, don't help him. All right.
Let's go.
Greg, let me know when you have something written down.
I've got something.
All right, Mace, this is in.
Got it.
All right. Mace, what'd you write down?
210,000.
210K. Greg, what'd you
write down? I went lower. I went 102,000.
There is a winner. And the winner is from the beautiful state of Ohio.
No! Yes!
Oh, congratulations, Mace. Nice job, Mace.
Pepe, what was the total attendance?
364 and 3.
Greg, why'd you go so low?
I was thinking it was just
seven game series. Yeah. There's 50. Oh. Yeah, 40,000, 50,000 seats easily.
I was thinking like 20,000.
Oh, there's 7 games. Baseball?
Yeah. I did it wrong.
This is one of the most glorious moments of my career. Right.
That was probably way easier than any of the other ones.
I don't want to put a damper on your victory in any way.
Yeah, but however.
But.
Potpourri of lies lives on.
Oh no,
Pepe.
Sir Alex Ferguson managed Manchester United until 2013.
Yeah.
So you missed it three times. You said 83.
Well, because you guys keep on talking to me and I get you know at what time I went to bed.
You were 20
last
years
night
off
doing yes. this.
What?
After the
what
game.
What time? What time?
2 in the morning.
2 in the morning.
You guys should appreciate this because I check everything.
Except
for the time he retires.
Well, because you talk to me and I get confused.
No, why did you just go to bed, wake up, and do it in the morning?
Right.
Because I had to be at the Lakers at 10 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
I had to get up at 6.
Okay. Okay. Pepe.
Do you want to know anything about my private life?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I want to know everything about your private life.
Tell us about
life.
Liz.
Where'd you go on a date with Liz last?
Yeah, where did you?
Pepe.
How did you meet Liz?
You hook up last night?
Yeah. Did Liz spend the night?
Did Liz spend the night with him?
See what I have to deal with this?
See why? You said you ask her house, about
what you said. You want to know about my personal life.
You want to ask me about my personal
remember
life.
What I said about you guys being crazy?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you're crazier.
Pepe, when you walk into the room, do you wave at Liz?
Only when I'm wearing the jacket.
Yeah. All right.
I like that, Pepe.
Let's do some super crosstalk.
That was awesome. Mace, right. Congrats.
By the way, Game of Games brought to you by Jacob Imrani. If you are looking for a big win, Jacob is your guy. Go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. Cappy, did you hear the drama of Game of Games?
I did, but I also heard the end where you guys were asking Pepe about his personal life. I want you guys to know, I do not ask Pepe about his personal life any longer.
Oh, really?
Why? Did you have an incident?
We did.
What happened?
Yamava.
We did.
Oh, what?
No,
did you,
it wasn't Yamava.
What'd you ask?
I don't want to say.
Oh, really?
You ask me again. Ask me again.
Oh, ask again.
Do you really want me to do it?
Yeah, Pepe's saying go ahead.
He has given you the green light.
He got mad at me. He told me I didn't respect him.
Okay.
What did you, why? How did you disrespect him?
I asked him when he makes love how long it goes.
And you know what? You know what? I didn't want to say it there, but I can tell you the answer now. And I didn't say it because we were at Yamava.
We were at Yamava. Right. That's what I'm
but you know the answer is longer than you.
Whoa!
Pepe, do you have like a 24-second clock in the bedroom?
And a Matador's outfit?
And a Matador's outfit.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Oh, Pepe.
Pepe. And a Matador, Liz is the bull.
So Cappy, I finally am off the schneid on Game of Games. I've won one outright. This is my
two wins in a row. You're the leader.
I'm the leader for the year.
Right.
I'm getting smarter.
You were complaining about Puppery.
No, you had never won one outright, right? This was the first one?
Yeah,
one other time.
I think one
September.
Time last year you did.
September.
Because it was like
outright.
A big deal when you did it.
Oh, that's right.
Because you lost a couple of outright because I like came in, I remember, one week and just won like three in a row.
I went to Yamava the next day and I got like a round of applause because I won Game of Games.
Hey, Cappy, right. Go. Cappy, your long national nightmare is over.
Cappy, did you hear that Ireland and Bergman wanted to ban Potpourri of Lies for once a month?
Yeah.
But Cappy, you have heard this.
Yeah, what do you
can't
think?
Have that.
What do you think, Cap?
How often should
we go to the whip?
I would say you should at least do potpourri at least twice a month.
All right, well, it's coming up again. Pepe, you have next Friday.
Okay.
That's good. Michael,
by the way,
Michael has next Wednesday.
Bergman in Ireland, I like potpourri of lies.
I thought it was great.
And this was good.
Greg, you almost won.
Yeah,
very close.
This was a good game.
I blew it on Bradbury, man. I should know he wrote Fahrenheit.
I'm shocked you missed
it. Why are you dressed like the brawny man today?
Yeah, no, I walked out the door today.
He is.
Walked out the door today and Juan said,
get him a paper towel.
You look like a gay lumberjack. Nice.
By the way, one of our listeners, Bob, has just tweeted.
Okay. What do you say?
Congrats to @VeniceMace on winning Game of Games for the month. Second greatest miracle this month besides last night's Lakers.
Right,
comeback.
Right. It's right there.
It is true.
Right. I mean, your win today is kind of like LeBron and what he did last night in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Cappy, did you stay up or did you turn the game off when they fell behind by 20?
Don't know why, but for some reason I decided to stay with it. I don't know why I did, but I did.
Beautiful.
And I got to see the entire thing. Couldn't believe it. Could not believe what I was seeing. And, of course, George and I are going to have this discussion, but I'm a roller coaster when it comes to emotions in these kinds of games.
Yes, sure.
So, I'm going to get there. I mean, there was the upside down portion of the roller coaster like seven times.
The wild part is always to me, and it never gets less wilder, is how we were talking about on our broadcast about how there was no energy in the building, right? At one point. And then the Lakers started to make that furious comeback, and it's just the energy changed completely
right,
in the building.
Right, you could hear it. You could feel it on TV.
I heard you guys talking about it. It was JJ and
Dave Pasch.
And Dave Pasch. Yeah, they were talking about the Laker fans really came out there towards the end. And
right,
you can hear
but
and
they
clear.
It was so, it was like quiet in the building most of the game, I felt like.
Hey, did you guys hear that Berge got mad at me yesterday?
Oh, no.
What
happened?
Well, we were having that conversation that you guys had about tipping.
Yeah.
and I told the story about going to his favorite coffee shop. I'll leave their name off the air because he lost his mind at me yesterday.
Billy,
when I mentioned
I yelled at him. In a text, I yelled at him.
Yeah. He yelled at me in all caps.
Yeah, it's the place at the GW.
Did you text that he's lost a friend?
No, I didn't go that far. I'm not Mason style.
Yeah, but just like you guys, I was complaining about, like, you know, I'm trying to decide what's the right thing to do. And Johnny, I have what you have. I have, like, guilt tips. So anyway, so I went over across the way to the JW Marriott. I got a pre-made salad. I walked in. I said, hi, can I have that Cobb salad right there and that little cup of chicken right there? And the girl took it out and handed it to me. And then she went to have me pay for it. And then my tip options were 18, 20, and 22%. And I was like, but why?
For takeout.
Not for takeout.
Just for handing you something from the...
Right, something that was pre-made. Now, everybody jumped on me in the circle of trust. Like, how do you know she didn't make that salad? I know. Okay? They come pre-made.
Yes.
They put them in the fridge, and then she handed it to me. And now your choice is 18, 20, or 22%. And because I have guilt tip, I tipped her 20%. But then, Mace...
Yeah?
Mace, I broke out the badge, man, that says I work here. And then they gave me back 20%.
Oh.
So it was even.
So in the end, I was even.
That's a very Cappy move.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. But on the tip itself... If that's really the case, she hands you a salad and a pre-made do you really tip?
No.
Or are you being put in a terrible situation because you feel like an a-hole if you don't tip.
Wait, Cappy, wasn't one of the options no tip?
I don't recall the no tip.
There's usually a no tip option.
No, it was custom tip.
Custom tip.
No, but zero.
There is a no tip, too.
Yeah.
I think there's a no tip.
So Bergman did this to me yesterday. I brought it up to Cappy. Okay. So
I talked about it on the Blue Review this morning.
As we know, we have this ridiculous television system in this building for years.
Yes.
Where, like, everything is wired into, like, we have, like, 40 channels, or not even. It's really, like, 20 channels. But everything is wired to a specific channel from, like, the DirecTV, but it's through, like, a computer system. So basically, if you want to watch channel 26, you have to go to a computer and go to, and then it'll bring up the DirecTV guide, and you can pick ESPN or MLB Network or NBA TV or whatever. So I'm always complaining, we never have regular ESPN on any of these freaking channels.
Right.
It's always ESPN2 or Spectrum or MLB Network or, for God forbid, CNN or Fox News. I'm like, who's watching that stuff?
Yeah, who is?
So I said to Bergman, can we just get one on ESPN? So I walk, and he's like, so I walk in there to the studio. Are you TikToking me?
I'm TikToking
okay.
you.
Okay. So I walk into his office. And I said, hey, Bergman, can you just put one of these freaking channels on ESPN in this ridiculous wired TV system we have? And he gave me the finger like this.
No, did he?
He gave me an index finger.
An index finger.
And then I'm like, well, what's going on? He's like, I need to finish watching this. It was Yamamoto pitching in an inning.
I think I'm in the right here.
I'm like, come on.
Well, I mean, it was Yamamoto pitching in his
index
first appearance as a Dodger.
I actually side with Bergman.
I do, too. I side with Bergman also.
You could have watched it online later.
No. It was on in front of me. I was going to finish it and then go help you. Yeah. And then I did. And actually, I took a little extra time. I went into the back and worked with Brian Cohen.
You know, no one can hear Bergman on your TikTok.
Right, but it is good that it's
I made it an actual... One specific channel just for ESPN, just for you. So now when you go to channel 26.
Well, I know. It's only been 8 years that I've been here that we haven't had ESPN on one channel. Like, it just randomly changes
through.
All the time.
I followed through when you asked after watching Yamamoto.
Way to go, Bergie.
Thank you, Kaplan.
And by the way, on Mason's TikTok, you'll have Mason and Ireland both saying they side with you.
Yeah.
That's right. Except they won't hear you.
No, they will not hear me.
Right. Because
I get that part wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, he's on the other side of the glass.
I think I did another with Sue Kolinsky this morning where you can't hear.
I'm learning. I usually agree with Jorge most of the time.
Yeah.
But this time, you know, contrary to my beliefs, I'm going to have to agree with you.
There you go.
Yeah, I feel like it was very disrespectful.
It's Yamamoto,
the disrespect, man.
I mean, again, it literally was... Like, three pitches. Like, he could have just...
He only threw 19.
He could have just looked at
you
it on
You couldn't
Twitter.
Wait 19 pitches?
It was 17, 18, and 19. And Bergie was like, nope, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Let me just and get he gave me the this. Finger.
19 pitches, he threw 16.
He gave me the finger, though.
It was almost the Manu Bol. I almost gave him the wag. The Manu Bol wag. Well, no. You wait.
Sonano, after watching the Clippers blow that lead last night...
Yeah.
Was that what happened?
Where do you have them ranked in the hierarchy in the West? Like, if you had to rank the
like
West
four or five still. In that range.
See, I had him at 2, right behind Denver. I think I've got him too high.
Yeah, I think that the Clippers, you know, I know
Michael,
Laker fans.
Michael, you still have him at 2?
Yeah, they didn't have Paul George last night. That's a big loss.
No, I still think that they're, well, I thought you meant, like, do you mean like seeding or like where I actually think like from like a power ranking level?
Who, like, most likely to make the Western Conference Finals? I would have Denver 1,
yes.
Clippers 2. Mm. Minnesota 3, OKC 4.
I think they're probably like in that top three, I would say. I think we're sleeping on OKC. I think we are absolutely. I know that historically the young teams, we saw Sacramento last year, right? Like they need to kind of get a year under their belt. I think these guys are ready. And Mark Daigneault, I had them last year. I did the ESPN radio call of their play-in game in New Orleans.
Who won that game?
They did.
Okay.
And he was really impressive. Like, he's really good. He reminds me, kind of like the guy in Utah, Will Hardy. Reminds me of, like, a young, like, Spoelstra-like type, like, where these guys got it together. I think we're all sleeping on OKC a little bit.
I think we're sleeping on the Lakers.
Oh, really?
I don't think we're sleeping on the Lakers. Everybody wants the Lakers to do well. Yeah. Like, it's good for business.
No, we're sleeping on the Lakers. Lakers going back to the Western Conference Finals.
Oh, wow.
Well, they've got to get the right draw. But, Michael, do you think they can get out of the 9-10
Or the coach actually needs to play the right guys, too.
They face up against the Warriors. They'll beat the Warriors.
Right, but do you think they can get out of that game?
If they're the 10, they got to play two road games.
They're back in the 9 after last.
Well, then they have to play either Dallas or – well, depends
on. So now they'd get a home game and then go on the road –
to play either Dallas or New Orleans if the season ended today.
It's tough.
If it's 9, but they can't go to 8. Yeah, but right. Change.
Well, but they have this stretch now. Even though they don't have to leave California, as we've documented for like weeks, it's all a bunch of really good teams.
So, and George, they had a similar stretch in January,
and they blew it.
And they were like 5-6.
Yeah, they blew it.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
well, they're only
Johnny
six.
That's January. That's January. Now we're going into March.
They're only 7-7 against teams that are pacing above a 600 winning.
What's weird is, Cappy, I was super optimistic going into the All-Star break because they'd won. What, it was 7 out of 8, something like that?
Right, because he was playing Hachimura a lot of minutes and not Torian Prince. And he keeps playing Torian Prince.
Although Torian Prince only played 19 minutes
last
night.
Well, thank God, because when he was out there, that's when everything was a disaster.
I want more Rui. I'm with you, more Rui.
The Torian Prince stuff to me, I love Darvin Ham, but that's the thing that is mind-boggling to me. I don't get it. Like, I get that you coached him in Atlanta when you were an assistant for Budenholzer, but, like, come on.
By the way, on Twitter, everybody dislikes Torian Prince, and everybody dislikes Darvin Ham.
And when he's on the floor, they're worse.
Yeah. Hey, what are you getting Shohei for his wedding gift?
Yeah, mazel tov to Shohei.
Isn't that great?
It is wonderful. It's lovely.
You know, this article says he is the single biggest star in Japan. There is no bigger star
like
than
in
Shohei
any, in
Ohtani.
entertainment or anything. I believe it. They love baseball.
Yeah, they do love baseball over there. What do you get the guy who's got $700 million?
Nothing.
I actually think I've had this problem before.
Yeah.
You know, I've had this problem before where I've got a buddy of mine who's like ridiculously, exceptionally wealthy.
Yep.
And there's just nothing that you can get this guy. So I showed up with a 3-pack of Fruit of the Loom Tidy Whiteys with the original blue and yellow elastic waistband. You know what I'm talking about? Well, of course it's odd. But don't you understand the goof? The goof is, what do you get the guy that has everything? You get him a pair of underpants that he doesn't have.
Yeah.
See? That's a good gift.
I just found out Shohei has he's got a registry at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, come on, so really?
Bed Bath & Beyond's a great store.
Bed Bath & Beyond
smells
awesome.
There's a lot of stuff there, including the Beyond.
So go search him. He's at Bed Bath & Beyond.
I went to a fancy wedding once of someone who was fairly wealthy, and they had on their, like, I guess their invitation, where no gifts. But if you want to donate to this particular cause,
feel free
to do that.
That's nice.
I always think when they say no gifts, you got to show up with something.
This was legitimately no gifts.
Well,
donate to this cause.
If they're asking you to give money to a cause, then I think we would give money. Otherwise, I'd just give money.
I know, but the whole give money to a cause, I had a friend who did that a couple of years ago, and I was very, very paranoid. Was I giving enough money? Was I not giving enough money?
Well, it's up to you. It's charity.
It's your call.
But
you also are cheap, so that's why you're worried.
And he's judgmental.
Oh, your friend.
My friend is judgmental.
Right. So how much did you give?
I wound up giving like $250 to this organization.
Well, seems nice. Yeah, that's fine.
But I was trying to think to myself, okay, what's it cost per person to go to the wedding? You know, like I kind of thought
he obviously doesn't need the money himself.
No, he doesn't need the money. He doesn't need it.
So he's just give to a cause.
Right.
Seems like $250 is a good number.
I was worried that he was not going to be impressed enough with my donation.
What difference does it make if he's impressed or not? Is he going to stop being your friend?
Maybe.
Actually, that wouldn't have been a bad thing if he would have stopped being my friend because he's so judgmental.
You know? Well, I mean, you got a lot of judgmental friends. You got one guy telling you have visceral fat. Now you got a guy at a wedding.
Maybe
that, like,
there is something
judging
wrong
your...
with you, Cappy.
Yeah, no. There's clearly something wrong with me, Pepe. We know this.
Yes.
You know, one of the things that's wrong with me is I can't go as long as you can.
There you go.
There it is.
Yeah, exactly.
There it is.
You know why? because I'm Mexican.
There it is.
That's
okay.
Right.
Latin
That's right.
And on that note, Mason and Ireland's back tomorrow.
Where
coming
are you guys
up
going?
Next for you is Shedano and Cap. And of course, as always, we are out. 710 ESPN.